Oh, you're awake, huh? About time. I just went down to check the menu for today. They're serving breakfast, but it's first come, first serve. So, if you're planning on eating this morning, I'd suggest getting up. Especially since we got a lot of ground to cover today. You think we'll be able to get through that stupid swamp today? Well, probably is better than no, I guess.
What is a seasonal swamp anyway? I assume it's like a normal swamp, but just there sometimes? So the swamp acts like it's alive? You're kidding me. Tell me you're kidding. How does that work?
Well, you'd better explain this properly over breakfast, or so help me. Yeah, I'm packed. Why? We're not gonna pick up anything before we head out? Well, no, I don't particularly need anything. Not that I know of, anyway. I just figured, wouldn't we need different supplies if we're gonna trudge through this swamp? I guess you're right. Only waste time. And I do not want to have to spend the night in a stupid swamp. How do you know so much about this stuff anyway? I mean, you're just a healer's apprentice. It's not like you're a member of an adventurer's guild. This isn't stuff they teach us in healer training or anything. And it's clearly not common knowledge enough if it's not even marked properly on the map. Well, yeah, I can see that it's marked, but just not clearly. If you don't know what to look for, you'd never even know it's there. Isn't that dangerous? Well, I guess having signs outside of it is useful, if they're actually accurate. It works if the swamp sticks to a regular season. It doesn't? What the hell do you mean it doesn't? The swamp picks. What does that even mean? Is it sentient? You've got to be fucking with me. So, what, it's like magic? That is a lot of moving variables. Someone just has to check every day to see if it's there? No, that's rubbish, it has to be. It sounds totally insane. You can't believe I'm falling for this, come on. Fine. I guess I'll be seeing it for myself anyway. But how do you know the swamp's even there? Oh, come on. Seriously, all that and you're gonna claim it's a secret? God, you're insufferable. Fine. Keep your dumb little secrets. Let's just get something to eat already. I'm starving. How much longer is it gonna be? It's been an hour already. Ugh. Figures you wouldn't know. You know everything else about this damn swamp except where it starts. Are you ever gonna explain why you know so much about all this? The adventuring and fighting and stuff? How do you know what to do yesterday when that giant spider appeared? Why didn't you just run? Would have chased us. Of course it would have. Should have known. Why are we even out here? Shouldn't they have sent an adventurer or something? I mean, that's their whole job, isn't it? Yeah, I suppose it's the off-season, but wouldn't that mean anyone would just be jumping at the chance for work? I mean, as far as quests go, this one's pretty low stakes if you're someone who knows what you're doing. No, it's not. I mean, I've never had to do anything like this, okay? I thought it would be fine since the professor said he was trusting us with it, and, well, I figured it wouldn't be that difficult if you were coming along. If it was anything too dangerous, he would have sent us with someone who could actually fight. We've already been attacked once. Don't you think we should maybe have brought someone else along with us? I just don't understand. If this trip was going to be dangerous, why were we sent in the first place? You're not making any sense. It's risky, but don't we need someone who knows how to fight? What are you going on about? I know we're making the trip together. Obviously, I know that, but what does that have to do with anything? That doesn't make what I'm saying any less true. Right. Sure, you'll protect me. That's funny. The spider was clearly a fluke. I mean, you probably got lucky, or maybe they're not that dangerous a creature. You only protected me because you were lucky. That's all. You almost got both of us killed back there. You went after a giant spider armed with nothing but a knife and a stupid sense of invincibility. What would we have done if you got hurt? Huh? Or killed? We'd both be dead then, and this whole thing would have been a pointless tragedy. I just don't understand why they sent you along with me. It's like they want us to get hurt or something. It's not like either of us know how to handle a monster attack or fight off bandits. We're just students learning to be healers. We don't have any training when it comes to this sort of stuff. See, now you're saying weird things again. I don't understand you. Why are you so confident about this? Why are you so convinced that you could protect us both? Why should I believe anything you have to say? How am I supposed to trust you? In all the time I've known you, you've never given me a reason to trust you. All you've done is try to show me up, one-up me in front of everyone, and act like you're better than me. Well, you're not better than me. I don't know how you managed to talk your way into this trip, but I don't like it. Because I need this damn mushroom for my final healing potion project. That's why. I know why I'm here. What I don't understand is why you are. I swear, if you need this mushroom because you're planning on making the same potion as me, I'm gonna... And if it's not for a potion, then what is it for? Why would you need something like that? Again with your stupid secrets. Fine, don't tell me. I didn't care that much anyway. Hey, do you see that? Over there. See? What's a wagon just doing sitting over there? Do you think someone's inside? What if something's happened? Come on. We should go check it out. Just in case someone's hurt or something. Oh, don't be paranoid. Let's just go over and see. If there's nothing, we can just keep going. Don't huff at me. Come on. Whoa. What do you think happened here? Looks like the whole thing's been picked over. The canvas is stripped. It's been left completely bare. The wheels aren't even on it. Isn't that a bit odd to you? We should check around. Whoever's wagon this is might be nearby. It looks like it was a bandit attack or something. What's the big deal? We haven't seen anyone this far, so I doubt there'd be any bandits or thieves nearby. Someone could be injured, though. Of course, yeah, I do think it's weird, which is why I think we should check it out a little more. Wouldn't it be awful if someone really is hurt nearby and we just kept going? It's not like it's going to take that long to check. Why are you so against this? What's gotten into you all of a sudden? Where's that bravado? Yeah, now you mention it, yeah, it has gotten a bit cold. But what does that have to do with anything? Honestly, seems like you're overthinking this. Why are you so nervous over a wagon? It's not like there's even anything in it. It's empty. Hey, what are you pulling at me for? Don't tell me you're scared. Why are you making that face? You're freaking me out now. What's the big deal? Hey, what are you doing? There's no need to drag me. Where are you even pulling me anyway? I thought we were going to look around. Why would we go back to the path? What, you stop pulling me? I can walk on my own. What's going on with you? No, you don't just get to avoid the question. You're not telling me something. So what is it? Tell me what's going on. We weren't that far from the path, so it should be right. The path is gone. Why is the path gone? Where are we? Don't just tell me to keep walking. The path should be right here. What's going on, damn it? What are you talking about? I know what mimics are. Aren't they just low-level, weak monsters? And what's the big deal? Can't you handle one of those? I mean, they're less powerful than those giant spiders, aren't they? Would you just explain properly for once? It's like you're being difficult on purpose. What's the big deal about a mimic? And how are we supposed to get back to the path? How am I supposed to understand what you're talking about if you don't explain? What was that? It? What do you mean, that's it? Oh, we are so fucked, aren't we? What do we do? Please tell me you have a plan. Run? Yeah, okay, yeah. Running's good. Let's run. Now, please. Gods, it's chasing us. It's totally chasing us. Don't tell me not to freak out. We're being chased. We're totally gonna die. We're gonna die. We're gonna die. Do you even know where you're going? Of course not. Oof, we're so fucked. Did it stop? Are we still being followed? Oh, gods. I thought we were actually gonna die this time. Now what do we do? Yeah, it's here. Where are we, anyway? Please tell me you can figure out where we are. Even with this map, I've got no clue. Oh, great. So we're stuck here, then, until you can figure it out. Just perfect. Unless there's some miracle where you find exactly where we are on the map in the next 5 minutes, doesn't look like we're going to be out of here before nightfall. This is a perfectly acceptable situation in which to freak out. We're lost in a... Wait, is this still the forest, or are we in that damn swamp now? Well, regardless, we're still lost. This is exactly what I was worried would happen. Yeah, I'll believe that when I see it. This is all your fault, you know. You're really bad at comforting people, you know that? Jeez. Do you have any social skills whatsoever? Sure. Yeah, I don't understand you. You always keep away from everyone else at the healers, and it just seems like you don't really care about what you're doing. Why are you doing all of this? What's it all for? That clarifies almost nothing. Well, I guess it worked to distract me. Yeah. I wasn't actually freaking out. Or even if I was, I think I had a perfectly good reason to be. I mean, we were just chased by God knows what, and now we're lost in the middle of nowhere. Oh, what, seriously? Already? Okay, well, where are we then? We're totally off track now. Great. Brilliant. There's no way we'll make it to the next town before dark. What do we do now then? Guess we don't have much of a choice, do we? Let's get moving then. We should be safe as long as we're back near the path, right? Huh? Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Would you just drop it? All right, I'll be fine. I'm fine. Is this going to keep happening? Getting chased or attacked or getting lost? Maybe we should just give up and go back. This isn't anything like I thought it would be. I'd rather just turn back now and stay alive than worry about whether or not I'll get eaten or attacked or die or anything like that. Do you really think this damn mushroom's worth our lives? Be honest. This just keeps getting more and more dangerous, and we don't have the skills for this. I'm not giving up. Or I am. I'm just being rational. It'd be smarter to just go back and commission an actual adventurer to do this. Obviously, I know being a healer is a dangerous job. You don't think I know that? But what does that have to do with what I'm talking about? Like, I get what you're trying to do, and I appreciate it, but it's just, am I really cut out for this? If I can't even handle myself in situations like this, how am I supposed to do anything remotely difficult or scary as a healer in the future? What if I have to accompany an adventuring party? I'd just slow them down. Maybe I should quit. You don't have to say stuff like that. I know I'm not good at this. I mean, I'm just holding you back right now. I never should have asked to go on this journey. You really mean that? Yeah. I guess I'll never learn if I don't push myself, will I? But I just don't feel like I'm... All right. I get it. You can stop now. It's weird to hear you being all sappy and nice to me. But really, thank you. I think I needed to hear that. I didn't even know what he was trying to accomplish with that, you know? All he ended up with was a collapsed lung and a failing mark. Seriously, you'd think he would have a little more sense than that. And that's why Dan's not allowed unsupervised in the lab anymore. I know, right? I mean, how do you mess up a healing potion that badly? If I was him, I'd be so embarrassed, I think I would have dropped out. But I guess I have to hand it to him for keeping at it. At least I know that if I'm doing better than Dan, I'm golden. There's no way I could quit or get kicked out before he does. Looks like the sun's starting to set. What's the plan from here?
Ugh.
Camping was not something I was hoping to have to do. I packed for it anyways, though. Figured it was better to be safe than sorry. Thank God I did, otherwise I'd be screwed. As if. I'd rather sleep on the ground than have to share a bedroll with you. I wouldn't go so far as to say we are friends. Don't get ahead of yourself. We're acquaintances, at best. Fine. Friendly acquaintances. But that's all you're getting from me. So, how do we want to do this, huh? Really? Just right here? Is this safe? Like, when I'm going to get attacked or something? I suppose you're right. I don't really care to sleep up in a tree. I'd probably fall out and never recover. And I don't think you'd appreciate having to carry me back. Yeah. Shut up and let's get the set up. I'm starving. Should we start a fire or something? I can grab some firewood. I'll be back.
God, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit it. You probably should too. Watch. Yeah, I guess that's a good idea. Are you sure you're okay with going first, though? I could...
I could always go first. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I'd probably fall asleep. Not the best idea. Wake me in a few hours, then. I'll, see you later. Yeah. Good night.